Okay, so as always, our limud of Sefer Chofetz Chaim is the schus refuah shleima of Yosef Dov ben Chayle, shtav refuah shleima b'korah b'tzoy shal chayle Yisrael. So the Chofetz Chaim says that if you end up at a chasna bar mitzvah anywhere like that, and or at the back of the base of Edrash sometimes, in the coffee room, in those places, and there's a chevra shmuzing, and they're talking Lashon Hara, he says basically you have four options as to how to handle the situation. He said, just to walk away is not an option, because you have a chiyuv of toichocho. The Torah says, "Haychiach toichiach es amisecho." If you see somebody doing something wrong, then you can't just walk away from it. You have to try and actively bring them back to the right way. So he says, if you feel that there is a chance that they're going to listen to you, and that you won't make things worse, and they might make fun of you, he says. They might say you're being holier than thou, and you're being self-righteous, and they might insult you, etc., along the lines, and then you might feel uncomfortable with that. It sounds like you're the frumak, and they're the avarionim. So he says, obviously, you have to find the right way to approach it. But, he said, just dropping it is not an option, because you have a chiyuv, hoicheach techiach. So if you think you can achieve something with that, then that's etzah number one. If you feel there's no chance of being moichiach, that they're not going to listen, then he gives you three other etzahs. Number one is that you should try and, if you can, defend the person who's being spoken about. They're saying something bad about that person. If you can, if you can't actually refute what they're saying, at least trying to sow some doubt in what they're saying. You know, it's not so certain that this person did the thing that you're saying, or it's not so certain that what he did was so bad, etc., etc. Try and create some sort of a doubt. Try and dilute the Lashon Hara that they're saying. That's the second one. So, Toichocha is option number one. If that doesn't work, or you feel you can't try that, then option number two is to try and dilute the Lashon Hara that they're speaking and make it better. So the third, if those things don't work, then, b'diyeved, if nothing else works, then you walk away. Then you can't sit with them, right? You can't be sitting in a chevra who's speaking Lashon Hara. If you can't do anything about it, and you can't improve the situation, then you would be mechuyev to leave that table and go and sit on another table at the chasna, whatever it is. By the way, did anybody hear about the police raid on Zalmi Ornsdorfer's house?
Yeah.
You heard about it?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, apparently
they
turned up there with black vans and machine guns. They surrounded the house, came with a battering ram. The SWAT team, etc., etc. And they what? Because the police received a report that he keeps a gun in the house. Now he's the head of Chirut in this country, so he's got some connection with Israeli politics. Yeah. As somebody had mustered to the police that he keeps a gun in the house, and they turned up in force, and people came out, the neighbours came out to see what was going on, and the police screamed at them, get inside, stay inside, don't come out, etc. So this is the Chofetz Chaim's fourth Eitzah. The Chofetz Chaim's fourth Eitzah is that if you're... he said, change the subject. What? No, there's no gun. There's no gun, right? But... yeah, this is the Chofetz Chaim's fourth Eitzah, right? We were in the middle of our locha, and I diverted your attention by speaking about something else interesting. Yeah? Chofetz Chaim says, if you're in a chevra of Lashon Hara, and they're speaking Lashon Hara, and you can't stop them, and they're not going to listen, and you can't dilute it, etc., etc., change the subject. So start speaking about something else interesting. Divert their minds from that. Start speaking about Zalmi Ornsdorfer's raid. Yeah? And the Chofetz Chaim writes, it's not so difficult. It's actually quite easy. If you could think of something interesting to discuss with them, then that's a way of saving yourself from sitting in a group who are speaking Lashon Hara, and you're saving them from the Lashon Hara at the same time.
Why shouldn't you say it's not true?
You can say it's not true.
You
should try and sell
start
it
with the Surrey North West London. Tuesday, Gimel, Tammuz, 9th of July, Rabbi Shmuel Yaakov Paretsky Shlita. Burning of the Talmud 1242 and Parah Adumo. This week's Torah has been sponsored jointly by family Dudy Rosenberg, the Chavetz Chaim Sanderson of Ben Sion, Moshe Rosenberg, and Goldie Feldman, which took place yesterday. Yehi Rotzon Shem Advice, Nemon, Yisrael, Hashem, V'Lisilot, and also sponsored by families Krauss and Kaufman, Lira Nishmas, Bela Bas, Reb Moshe, Ali HaShalom, who's Yatzad, was on Sunday. V'Lizchus HaShavu, Ma'achayrim, Ma'amilchamosh, Shatidu, Otzem, Shalom, Ben Heiroch.
Amen. Good morning. Thank you. Before I begin, I just want to take this opportunity to thank the organizers of this beautiful venue of Arbotzas Torah for giving me the schus, the privilege to join you here today and to join this tremendous Kiddush Hashem of people coming together every morning to start the day with Torah. I'm actually here in London just for 3 days and haven't done much sightseeing, and they told me I'm invited to come here. So this is the sightseeing of London. Says I can return now to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, this week's parasha, Parasha Chukas, begins with Zois Chukas HaToyro, which literally means this is the Choyk of the Torah. Choyk is usually used as a term. We have some mitzvahs that are called Mishpatim, which are usually, Rashi explains, mitzvahs that one can understand with the Seichel, Ben Adam Mechaveri, different dinim between Ben Adam Mechaveri, things, Gezel, Ritzicha, those are things that a Seichel can understand, and then there are things that are considered Chukim. Choyk generally means something which the Seichel can understand. It's a gzeirah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Torah gave such a mitzvah, and even if we don't understand how it works and things, and one of the biggest chukim in the Torah, the Medrash tells us, is Parashah of Parah Aduma, which is not something you understand. Somebody's tummy, you touch the mace, we burn a parah, we make ashes, we spritch it on the person, it becomes tahar. There's actually some halachas where the person who carries the water himself becomes tamei, and it makes the person who's tamei tahor. And these are all things that we don't understand the logic behind it, and that's a choik. So it's zois chukas ha-toiro, and then the parasha goes on to teach the halachas of the mitzvah of parah aduma, and then goes on to talk about tumas mace itself, when somebody dies and somebody touches a mace, is in the same home as a mace, and the tumah that applies, and how we're metahar that tumah through using the parah aduma. Now, there's an interesting thing that happened in history in the week of Parshas Chukas. They wrote it on the paper. I think they wrote the wrong year. I think they wrote 1242. I believe it was in 1244. Yeah. There was what's called the Sreifas HaTalmud. It was in the year 1244 in France. There was a big debate that there was actually a Yid that had become an apikoris. He became a Christian. Doinan, I think his name was. He went to the archbishop and he complained about the Gemara. The Gemara sings against the Christians as a people, as a religion, and there was a big debate between the priests and some of the Rishonim. One of them was the Rabbi Chil Mipariz, the way he's quoted in Tosis, Rabbi Chil Mipariz, and one of them was the Smag, Rav Moshe of Kutzi. And there was a debate, and the way it's brought down in the history books, they actually won the debate. But Afal Pikein, the archbishop wasn't happy, and he decreed that they take all the Gemaras, what they called Sreifas HaTalmud. They took all the Gemaras they had and they brought them to the middle of the city in Paris and they burnt all the Svarim. That itself basically made that they couldn't continue having Arbotzas HaTorah and have yeshivas. Rabbi Chil Mipariz, who's quoted in Tosis in different places, and Brachos Daf Lamed Zayin, he left France at that point and he traveled till he ended up coming to Eretz Yisrael. There's a tremendous void of Torah because of that. When we understand that in those days, Sreifas HaTalmud, what the Rishonim called, there was a gzeir of Sreifas HaTalmud. It's not like today. Today it's hard to imagine. What does that mean? They made a gzeir to burn the books. Okay, so we'll get new books, we'll print new books, we'll go on the computer, we'll use programs on the computer, we'll have Svarim, we'll have Gemaras, we'll have Chumashim. And in those days, there was no printing press. Everything's written by hand. One Gemara could have taken weeks, could have taken months to be written. And all this was taken away. I think the Chumashim they left, but all the Gemaras were taken away. And which basically meant there was a tremendous void of Torah now. They couldn't teach Torah to the next generation. The children, even the accomplished Talmid HaChom, no longer had Svarim to work with. Many manuscripts of the Rishonim, of the Bali HaTosfos, we don't have till today because of that. They had written Perushim al Shas that was all taken away and it was burnt, and we don't have it today. You see, there's a Sefer, Rav Moshe Kazis. He was in the 1600s. He was in Italy. In his days also there was a gzeirah by the church to burn the books. And he writes that I was once using the Sefer. I noticed that whenever he's writing something on the Gemara, he's never starting off with the Gemara. He's starting off with the Rif and the Ran. And I look in the beginning of the Sefer and he explains. He says, because I'm writing, I don't have a Gemara. A Rif and a Ran, they left us. And I'm using that as my basis to write my parish in the Gemara. And he says, if you'll find something in my Sefer that's against what it says in the Gemara, you should know that I'm writing everything from what I remember. I learned the Gemara when I was young. We don't have Gemaras. And I hope I'm remembering correctly. If you find something that's a steer to what you learned in the Gemara, you should know I don't have a Gemara. So there's a tremendous, when the Rishonim speak about the Sreifas HaTalmud, understand that basically it means there was a tremendous churban of Torah. To the degree Torah was basically destroyed. No one could learn, nobody could teach. And it was considered a tremendous tzorah in the times of the Rishonim. It's an interesting thing, actually, that there are Rishonim that write. I don't know if all the Rishonim agreed to this, but there are Rishonim that write. It's interesting that at that time, a little bit before that, there was a very big machloikus with the Rambam. There were many great Rishonim, including Rabbeinu Yoina at that point, even though he changed his mind later in his life. But at that point, even Rabbeinu Yoina, the author of the Shari Tshuva, they were against the Rambam Sefer of Meir Nevuchim. They felt it could bring doubts in Emunah, people won't understand it properly, and his Sefer was banned at the time. They were in a different country, perhaps at that time they didn't realize the greatness of the Rambam, and they banned his Sefer, and it was actually burnt publicly. And there are Rishonim that write that they felt that this was a Midah, Keneged Midah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that he did to the Rambam's form, and he didn't agree that's what should have been done, and this burning of the Talmud was a Midah Keneged Midah because of what happened to the Rambam's form. I don't know if all Rishonim agreed to that, but there are Rishonim that write so. But whatever the case is, so there was a Sreifas HaTalmud. Now this story happened, it was Tes Tammuz, the 9th of Tammuz, it was Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas, when they took all this forum. Some Rishonim write there was 20 wagon loads of Gemara, some say 24 wagon loads, but a tremendous amount of Sforim. Again, when we're saying that every Gemara is written by hand, 20 wagon loads is a tremendous amount of manuscripts of Gemara, of Rishonim, and it was burnt publicly. This happened at Tes Tammuz and Erev Shabbos Friday of Parshas Chukas.
By the way, it was 1242.
What?
Yeah, 1242.
Oh, okay. So, now... This was, like I said, was a tremendous tzorah that happened to Klal Yisrael at that point. And it's brought down, the Mogen Avraham, in Or HaChaim, Siman Tav Kuf Pei, Mishmur brings it down there also. And they talk about over there, the Siman talks about different times where different kehilas or yechidim fasted. It means it wasn't a public tainus, a tainus tzibur, but there were different kehilas that fasted at different times, things that happened. They bring there about the 20th of Sivan, in the year 1648, two great communities were wiped out on the 20th of Sivan, and many kehilas, the Shachrode or Slichas, and other Gedolei Achreinim, and the are kehilas today. I just came from Eretz Yisrael and Bells. It was just 2 weeks ago, Chof Sivan and the big Bells. They say Slichas, Chof Sivan, the city of Bells in 1648 was wiped out during the Xerius of Tachvatat. Until today, they're saying Slichas and Chof Sivan. So the place can bring the different times where different communities had either Slichas or a tiny tzibur of that community. And the Mogen Avraham writes, very interesting, Mogen Avraham writes, and Mishmur brings it down. He says, B'yoyim hashishi parshas chukas, nagu yechidim l'sanis. There are those that are accustomed to fast on Erev Shabbos of chukas. Sheba'oytzei ayoyim nisrifu esrim kroynos maleim svarim b'tzorfas. Because on that day, 20 wagon loads of svarim were burnt in France. And he writes that that people would cry, and one should cry about the burning of the Torah. Like we said, it was a tremendous churban of Torah. Now, the interesting thing over here is that this fasting on the Erev Shabbos of Chukas means they felt that the Friday of Parshas Chukas, this Friday, and according to that meaning that the Mishmur brings down, there are people, I don't know if there is anyone today that still does it, but the Mishmur says there are people who still fast on Erev Shabbos Chukas. Not only that, I found in a sefer from Reb Chaim Palagi. Now he was a Sfardi, Rav, one of the areas of Turkey. And this is something that happened in France. He writes there in his kehila that on the Friday of Parshas Chukas, he remembers when he was young, people wouldn't go out to the shuk, to the shopping. They would do their what they needed to shop for Shabbos on Thursday, and they would stay home on that Friday. And wander, it's a day that was destined for tzoris, for xeris, and people were weary to be going out on that day. Now, the interesting thing is that generally, almost everything we have, when something happened, we connect it to the date of when it happened, not to the day of the week. We have Tisha B'Av. The Mishnah tells us that Tisha B'Av was a day that was destined for Peronis, for Xeris, and Klal Yisrael. Many things happened on Tisha B'Av. Shavuos Batamas, the Mishnah enumerates 5 things. Tisha B'Av, and we keep the date. We don't care what day of the week Tisha B'Av comes out. Less on Shabbos. We don't fast on Shabbos. We push it off to Sunday. But we don't connect it to a specific day of the week. A date is when something happened. Every Yom Tov we have, Purim, Chanukah, everything's on the Raisa, certainly, but even the Rabbanans. Chanukah, they made on the day when the Nitzachon of the Chashmonaim happened. Purim, the day that the Nitzachon of Shushan happened. It's connected to the date. Why over here did they choose to commemorate this Gzeira that happened on the day of the week, Erev Shabbos Chukas? And when we talk about the dates, also not just a date to commemorate it, it's the Gemara tells us by Chanukah, it happened to Chofei Kislev, Lashona Habo, the next year they would kovei it as a yomtiv. And the Mefarshim explained there, because when Chazal, when we make a day, we wait to see, is this a day that there's something specific, an auspicious time for the nes that happened? And they waited to the next year of Chofei Kislev, and they saw, Chazal felt there was a certain aur, a certain light, a certain shefa of this day, and they said, oh, this is a day of Nisim, so we're going to connect Chanukah to Chofei Kislev. And we have the other way, the Tisha B'Av, the day that Chazal tells us was destined for Peronus, for Klal Yisrael, and the Mishnah says many things that happened throughout history, many tzoras happened on Tisha B'Av. Over here, they didn't look at the test Tammuz. They looked, it was Friday, Parshas Chukas, which is very unusual. The Mogen Avraham in Simitav Kuf Pei brings from Rishonim that the reason why they did that, he says, they made Oshailas Chaloim. I can't explain to you exactly what that means, but it means in the Rishonim's days, they were able to do that somehow when they were sleeping in their dreams. They were able to ask a question from the Bezdin Shomayla. And he says, the Rishonim made Oshailas Chaloim. And they were told, that the Gzeres HaTorah was connected, the day that caused it, the day that was a time that was destined for such a peronis, was not the date. It was the fact that it was Friday Parshas Chukas. The fact that it was the day of the Parshas of Zoyis Chukas HaTorah, that's why it happened, and that's why they were Kaveya the Tainis on Erev Shabbos Chukas, the day of the week when it happened. And he says that they were told in this Chaloyim that there's a remez in the Torah to it. The Parshas this week begins Zoyis Chukas HaTorah, which we said simply means this is the choik of the Torah. The Unkelis, the Targum Unkelis, explains it differently. He teaches the words do gzeiras oiraisu. This is the gzeira of the Torah. Now that also simply means that the mitzvah of Paraduma, which the Torah is about to expound on, is a gzeira of the Torah. The Rishonim say that this also means do gzeiras oiraisu, that it is this week, this parasha, is a time of a gzeira on the Torah. There was a gzeira on the Torah, and that's a remez in the words Zeus Chukas HaTorah, do gzeira seiraiso. This is the week of a gzeira on the Torah. So they saw that it's connected to the fact that it's parasha Chukas. It means when we have a parasha, it's interesting to realize, that means the Torah is divided up the whole year. Every week we read part of it, and throughout the year we cover the entire Chumash. But you see here, when it's a week of parasha Chukas, the week is a week of parasha Chukas. It has something to do with the week. It's a week which is connected to the topics that are discussed in Parshas Chukas. And because this week is a week that we're reading Chukas, which the Pasuk begins with Zoyis Chukas HaTorah, Do Gzeiras Oiraiso, so that was a week which the Ruach of the week brought about that there should be such a Gzeira on the Torah. Now, we can try to understand, is this connected in any way to Parah Aduma? It means the first parasha of the week of Chukas, the first sugi of the parasha is Parah Aduma. And here we have Zeis Chukas HaTorah, which literally means this is the choik of the Torah, which is referring to Parah Aduma. And the Unkelis found the remez here to Taichit Zeis Dog Zeiras Eraiso. And here the Rishonim saw a remez to what happened with the burning of the Talmud. Now this remez could have, for all practical purposes, been in Parasha Bereishis, Parasha Noyach. Is this intrinsically connected Bechlal to the mitzvah of Parah Aduma? Another interesting thing we have in the parasha of Parah Aduma, a little bit further on, the parasha says, Zois HaTorah Odom Kiyomus Ba'oil, which again simply means this is the halachas that apply to when a person dies in the oil, in a tent, in a home, and there's somebody in the house, he becomes Tamei, he can't eat Truma now, he can't go to the Beis HaMikdash, how do you make him Tahor? Zois HaTorah Odom Kiyomus Ba'oil. There's a famous drosh of Chazal in the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Mem Gimel, that says, Zois HaTorah Odom Kiyomus Ba'oil, Chazal darshin it, Ein HaTorah Miskayemes Ela B'mi Shemeimis Atzmo Yoleho. That Zois HaTorah, the way one acquires Torah is Adam Kiyomus Ba'oil. When a person, literally when a person dies in the tent. Which Chazal understanding means to say that the way one acquires Torah is not easy to acquire, Torah is not easy to understand. Whatever one's learning, could be Daf Yomi, could be Chumash Rashi, but sometimes it's not easy to understand. You don't understand why Rashi said something, why the Gemara said something, and a person has to toil to understand the Torah, and that's the way a person acquires Torah. It's not just that Torah is a hard subject, and sometimes it's difficult to understand. You have Akasha, a Teretz, and it happens to be a deeper Chochmah, and it's hard to understand. It's more than that. Chazal is telling us the way one acquires Torah, when we learn Torah in a way which is easy, and we get to something we don't understand, okay, let's go weiter, then the Gemara is saying that the Torah doesn't become really part of the person. It stays on a superficial level. When one toils in Torah, one works hard, when toiling can be in the mind, he has to think, just to ponder, what is Rashi saying? What's the Gemara saying? Whatever, what's the Pasuk saying? Whatever he's learning, when one puts in toil, what Chazal are calling meimis atzma, he's killing himself. He's working hard. That's how a person acquires Torah. Zoyis ha-Torah adam kiyom v'sba'oil. And that's how Torah becomes part of the person. It doesn't stay superficial. He puts in hard work. It becomes part of him. And he connects stronger on a deeper level to the Torah. Zoyis ha-Torah adam kiyom v'sba'oil. Now, this also, this Chazal, for all practical purposes, could have been anywhere in the Chumash. It could have been such a pasuk, and we would learn out this drosha. Here it's also interesting, why is it here in the parasha of Paraduma? So we have a parasha of Paraduma, and we're finding it two remozim to things that don't seem to have any connection to Paraduma. One, a remez in the beginning of the parasha of Zoyschukas HaTorah Dog Zeres HaRaisa, which is a remez to the Sreifas HaTalmud, to the burning of the Talmud in 1242. And to the second thing, another pasuk here in parasha of Paraduma, which is teaching us how one has to properly acquire Torah. Seemingly these things are not connected to Paraduma, which happens to be a random remez that fell in over here. Well, nothing in the Torah is random. It's written by Hashem, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything has a meaning, an explanation. Sometimes we can understand, sometimes we can't understand, but it's all there with a purpose, and not random that these two things ended up in this parasha. The question is, can we understand it at any level, why these two remozim are here in the parasha? I found a very interesting letter from the Ramchal, from Moshe Chaim Lutzatel, the author of the Mesilas Yesharim, and in his days, also in Italy, like we mentioned before, there was also similar Xero where they took away the Sforim and they burnt them. And his, I think it was actually his Rebbe, who was his Rebbe in the Chelek HaNiglev Teiro, and then once the Ramchal went into the Chochmas HaKabbalah, he was in that area, he stood out above his Rebbe, and his Rebbe used to ask him questions in Chochmas HaKabbalah, and it seems like his Rebbe wrote to him, can you explain to me what was behind this? What caused this Xero that they took away the Sforim, they burnt the Sforim? What was the time on Klal Yisrael? What was the reason for the Xerah? Is there any explanation? Give me to what happened here. And he writes as follows. He writes a very interesting thing. When we learn about Paraduma, seemingly, it's like we said, it's a mitzvah. It's hard to understand the logic behind it, but it's a mitzvah that the Torah gave, which is a way of bringing Tahara. Somebody's tummy to Masmeis, there's halacha, somebody's tummy to Masmeis, can't eat Truma, can't eat Kachim, can't go to the Beis HaMikdash, all different things. And there's a way to make it, to purify him through burning the Paraduma, Eifra Par, all the halachas that it says in the parasha. And that's all. It's not even a korban, it's not brought on the Mizbeach. One wouldn't think that there's any kapora involved, like Korbachatas and other korbanos, something to bring about Tahara from Tumas Meis. The Ramchal writes here in this letter that I want to teach you something about Paraduma that you don't know. He says, some parts of it are more Kabbalistic. I don't understand fully what he writes here, but the little bit that we can take out of it, he says that the avoid of doing the Paraduma, besides bringing a Tahara for Tumas Meis, he says when there are times when there's a tremendous Midas Hadin on Klal Yisrael, and it's a time where there can be tremendous Gzeiros on Klal Yisrael. There's a Midas Hadin for whatever reason. There's a Midas Hadin on Klal Yisrael different times. And the burning of the Paraduma, he says, has the power to calm the Midas Hadin and take away Gzeiros from Klal Yisrael. He says, Paraduma, besides bringing about Tahara Mitumas Meis, Paraduma saves Klal Yisrael, Lahatzil Es Yisrael. And it takes away the Tumor from Klal Yisrael, not just the Tumas Meis. He says, when there's a Gzeiros on Klal Yisrael, there's a Midas Hadin on Klal Yisrael, must be there some form of Tumor in Klal Yisrael. Maybe Tumor that was created, or Ruchni is Tumor, created perhaps through Averis, through other things, where Klal Yisrael hasn't acted properly, and that generates a tumo in Klal Yisrael. And the burning of the poro, the same way takes away the tumas meis, has the power to remove that tumo from Klal Yisrael, and therefore he says it saves Klal Yisrael from Gzeiros, and it pacifies the Midas Hadin. And he says throughout history, when every time they did a paraduma, and it lasted, what they made the Efer HaPorah lasted till they had to make a new one. Whenever that happened, it came about in the time where there was a Midas Hadin on Klal Yisrael, and through the avoid of the paraduma that pacified the Midas Hadin, and Klal Yisrael was saved from Gzeiros. Then he says a fascinating thing, which again, I can't explain it 100%, but it's more of a Kabbalistic thing, but he says it, and I think the words are worth what we can understand from them at any level. He says that when Klal Yisrael, there's a Gzeira on Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael needs to be saved, there's a Midas Hadin in Klal Yisrael, he says, so what do we do when we don't have a Paraduma? what pacifies the Midas Adin? And he says there's a concept that the Torah itself, Torah is not just something we learn, Torah is a metzius. There's something called Torah, Psukim and Mishlei have the Torah talking. The Torah says, I love the one who loves me. A person can have a relationship with the Torah. He says when the Torah sees that there's a Midas Adin on Klal Yisrael, and there's no paraduma to take care of it, he says the Torah itself gives itself up and it's moiser nafsho on behalf of Klal Yisrael. He says the Torah, when the Torah was burnt, he says when the Sreifas HaTalmud, it's not just that the bishop decided to burn the Talmud. He said really what was going on, he says the Goyim don't have any power over the Gemara. The Goyim don't have a power to remove Torah from Klal Yisrael, to destroy Torah to such a level in all of France. He says what happened was the Torah itself saw that there's a Midas HaDin on Klal Yisrael and there could be tremendous Xerus in Klal Yisrael. The Torah said, I, being that Klal Yisrael is so beloved to me, they learn me all the years, they study me, they toil on me, says the Torah, I am Moiser myself, I give myself up and I allow myself to be burnt. And he says, that stands in the place of Parah Aduma. He says, the burning of the Talmud, writes the Ramchal, was in place of the Parah Aduma, what the Parah Aduma should have done. And what it did in the times of the Gemara, in the times of the Mishnah, when we had Parah Aduma, that happened now through the Sreifas HaTalmud. He said there was a tremendous Midas Adin on Klal Yisrael in the times of the Rishonim, for whatever reason then, and in his times when this Sreifas HaTalmud happened, and it could have come on Klal Yisrael, tremendous Gzeiris. And the Torah itself was willing to let itself get burnt, and that burning of the Talmud, says the Ramchal, was in place of burning of the Parah Aduma. And that saved Klal Yisrael from tremendous Tzoris, from tremendous Gzeiris. That's how the Ramchal understands what happens in Sreifas HaTalmud. According to that, we already understand why the remez of Dog Zeiras Oiraiso is in Parshas Chukas. In Parshas Parah Aduma, we wondered, is that just a random remez? We have a Parshas Parah Aduma. We also have a remez over here to what happened on the Friday of Parshas Chukas. And we have a Tainus on the Friday of Parshas Chukas. It's just random. It's in Parshas Parah Aduma. It could have been Parshas Noyach. According to Ramchal's understanding, it's very much connected because it's really one thing. There's a parasha of Parah Aduma, and here in the parasha of Parah Aduma, there's a remez. What will be at a time when there's Chas V'Sholom Acharoin Afron Klal Yisrael? What will be in a time when there's a Midas Adin and Klal Yisrael, and we don't have the Parah Aduma to take care of it? Here's the remez. Zois Chukas HaTorah. What you find here in the parasha of Parah Aduma will happen through Gzeira Soiraisa, through Gzeira on the Torah. He goes on, the Ramchal. A fascinating piece. He says the truth is, Va'emes, ki agede lezehu, the real geder for this, when we don't have Parah Aduma, can be something else. There's something else that can save Klal Yisrael from Tzoros. There's something else that can pacify the Midas Adin. There's something else that can take the place of Parah Aduma. What is that? Sheyiyu Yisrael memisim atzmon al divrei Toiro, lochei nema zois haToiro odom ki yomus bo'oyu. Says the Ramchal. So again, the second remez we spoke about that we have in this parasha of Zois HaTorah Odom Ki Yomus Ba'oil, toiling on Torah. Says the Ramchal, you know why that's here in this week's parasha? And he ends off, L'chein, Al-Kein Husam Zeh Apostol Lidoresh Kein Ba'parasha Zois V'loi Ba'parasha Acheres. She's asking our question, the Ramchal. Why is this Apostol of Zois HaTorah Odom Ki Yomus Ba'oil that the Gemara in Brachas Darshan's Ein HaTorah Miskayemes El B'misha Meimis Atzmo Yoleh? Why is it here in Parashas Chukas and the parasha of Parah Aduma? Could have been anywhere else in the Torah. Says Ramchal, I'll tell you, this is also not random. You know why? Because we have Parah Aduma, and like we said, we have Dog Zeh Asiraisa, that the burning of the Talmud is taking place of the Parah Aduma. Says Ramchal, there's something else that can take the place of Parah Aduma. What's that? Odom Ki Yomus Ba'oil. Through the toiling of Torah, when a Jew works hard to understand a Gemara, a Pasuk in Chumash, be it a Rashi, be it a Tosfos, be it a Dvar Torah on the Parsha, whatever it is, when one's willing to work hard, I don't understand it. Okay, let's leave it. Let's learn something that's easier. But no, a person takes himself to task and says, no, we got to work hard. And he's willing to toil on Torah. For however much time it is, an hour, 10 minutes, whatever form of learning a person's doing, when a person's not willing to take the easy way out, and he toils, let me understand what this Chumash Rashi is saying. Let me understand what this Gemara is saying. It's not so simple. Let's think about it. Let's ponder it. Does it make sense? Not make sense. Zakasha, Teretz. And he's willing to work hard. And that's how a person connects to Torah, like Chazal say, says the Ramchal, that can take the place of Parah Aduma. And that's why the Pasuk in Parashas Chukas is where it says, Odom Ki Yomus Ba'oil. Through a person being Memis Atzmoy, on Torah, a person toiling on Torah and being amal on Torah, he says that can take care of the Xerus and Klal Yisrael. That can bring about the tikkun that Torah Duma has to bring. Does it mean the Sadina Klal Yisrael, says the Ramchal? It can be Xerus and Klal Yisrael. And the learning of Torah, toiling a Torah, and every 1 minute of toiling a Torah, of working on a Torah, is so precious, we don't know what it can do. 1 minute. One can do more than 1 minute, even better. But even 1 minute, sometimes we have 2 minutes to learn. Okay, can't do anything in 2 minutes anyway, but no, every 1 minute of learning Torah, of toiling a Torah, of working hard, let me understand this rash, let me think about it for another minute. Toiling a Torah, working a little bit hard in Torah, every 1 minute is so precious, and what it can do, tremendous things. Says the Ramchal, the toiling a Torah, Adam Kiyomis Ba'oil is in the parasha of Parah Aduma. Because Parah Aduma is taking away the Midas Adin. And when there's no Parah Aduma, there is toiling in Torah. And says the Ramchal, when there wasn't the toiling in Torah, so there was nothing to take the place of Parah Aduma. That's why there was Dog Zera Seraisa, and there was a burning of the Talmud. Because there wasn't enough learning of the Talmud with Amelus, which was able to take the place of Parah Aduma. So it came about the Zera, that the Torah itself said, I myself will let myself get burnt on behalf of Klal Yisrael to save them from the Tzoros. And he says, very interesting, he writes the letter to his Rebbe, and he says, and watch, in our times where it happened, I will show you. And he points them out. He says, look in these areas where it happened. And he says, you'll see that there was a very big kitrug over there because they were no longer studying Torah there properly. And he says, look, he says, he points them out the places where it happened, in his times, and in the Rishonim's times he's not talking about. He says, watch, go look at the places, you'll see it over there, people left go of toiling and learning and toiling and Torah, and that's why they burnt the Talmud over there, because that had to take the place. So that's, I think, very interesting ideas and points that are connected to Parah Aduma. We have Parah Aduma, first, it makes much more depth in Parah Aduma, what's going on in Parah Aduma, and the connection to the burning of the Talmud, which happened on Friday of Parshas Chukas, which is very much connected, not to the date, as the Rishonim said, but because it's Friday of Parshas Chukas, it's the week of Parah Aduma, and the Torah says, hey, we're missing a Parah Aduma, there ought to be a Parah Aduma to save Klal Yisrael, there isn't. And then the next thing is, the Torah says, are people willing to learn me? Are they toiling on me? And that will take the place of Parah Aduma. And when that doesn't exist either, says the Torah, I'm giving myself up to be burnt on behalf of Klal Yisrael. That takes away the Gzeirah. Especially today when we're living a time, I'm visiting from Eretz Yisrael, when it's a time of Gzeirah, in Eretz Yisrael, there's a war in the middle of happening, and any day, Reis Hashem, it shouldn't happen. They're talking about a war from the north, and all over the world, people are feeling the uprising of anti-Semitism, and people feel a little bit of sakana. What will be here with Klal Yisrael? We have to know. Parah Aduma could save us from Midas Adin. There's a Midas Adin on Klal Yisrael. Adam Kiyomus Ba'oil. Every minute, every half a minute that we give to toiling and Torah can save Klal Yisrael from tremendous Gzeiros. We never know. We're sitting here in London learning a little piece of Gemara. You don't know what you just saved in Eretz Yisrael from rockets coming in from north. Every minute of Torah saves Klal Yisrael. Zoi Satorah Odom Kiyomus Boil takes the place of the Parah Aduma and saves Klal Yisrael from Gzeiros. Especially, it's always important, like the Ramchal writes, especially today, to realize and to be machshiv what we're doing, every minute of learning what we can do and what we're doing on behalf of Klal Yisrael all over the world. We should be zoicha to see the Yeshua for the entire Klal Yisrael, and that Kodesh Baruch Hu take away all Gzeiros and Klal Yisrael with the Bias HaGoyel B'mheir of Yomeinu.
Thank you. I am the neighbor of Obishai and Miller.
Oh, good.
Wow. To give you